I'd love to see that pattern replicate. I would. I have no problem with that. I hope I have no problem with that. I don't want to be like, you know, people who started working early in the fields and laboring in the heat of the day, and then people come in at the last moment, and you're like, hey, you know, he was my enemy not long ago. Why'd God have to bring him in? You know, I don't want to be like that. I pray God would keep light and wisdom before me at all times, and to know that those who are for us are not against us. It doesn't mean anyone who takes up the name of Jesus is for us, God forbid. Even the people out there know. Well, some people really, they think it's like, look, you know, whether you be Mormon or Jehovah's Witness or Arnold Murray or Baptist or Catholic or Jew or maybe not the Jews, but or you know, any quasi-Christian or Jews for Jesus, right? Any of those things. If you be any of those things, as long as you name the name of Christ, because they'll take Romans 10 pretty much as being the end of the scriptures for all those who choose not to follow the gospel of God. Well, sorry, that's incorrect. 17. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Now unto the King. I remember that song. The Timothy Doxology. It's called Amen. So, it's funny how he just gives it there. Be glory and honor. Eternal. God is perpetual, without beginning or end. So Melchizedek was like, made like unto the Son of God, having neither beginning nor end. He's also invisible. And Jesus is called the image of the invisible God. Interesting. But in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I guess that's the invisible part. The only wise God. He's the only wise one. All wisdom. If I have wisdom, it's because it comes from him. There's all kinds of wisdoms out there and loves of wisdom, philosophy, vain deceit. Not after Christ. But it's the wisdom which comes from God that is only to be valued. Verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war good warfare. You know, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme. And that's why I feel no, hear me, no, none regrets, remorse, or any sort of, like, I shouldn't do it in naming people like Arnold Murray. Though generally I don't teach against them. Here I thought it was time to just make that point. Arnold Murray, Pat Robertson, I used to say basically anyone on television or radio. And I just made a lot of enemies, didn't I? Well, they are the enemies of the gospel. And they are the enemies of me. I am their enemy. I love them. God forgive them. They don't know what they do. And if I see one naked, I will clothe him, if it be in my power. But one thing I cannot do is clothe them with righteousness unless they have faith. Without it, it is impossible to please God. The Apostle Paul in Romans 16:17 says, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they are, that are such are not serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. That's what those ministers do. And that's what Hymenaeus and Alexander were like. They have put away faith and good conscience, meaning the faith which is delivered of the apostles, and have made shipwreck concerning the faith. And he names these two. And so I name, have named many names. I could name more. And I throw a blanket over. I haven't seen everything that could be out there on television, okay? If there's someone who's preaching the same things I am, it's manifest I don't mean them. But they got to be preaching this gospel. The gospel of this grace which leads. The grace which reigns through righteousness. and nothing else. Meaning, I mean, nothing less than righteousness. There's other things that reign in grace. Grace reigns in righteousness. It reigns in peace. It reigns in truth, in holiness, true holiness, and many other good things, which all come from God and are gifts by His grace. 18, about this charge, it's the same word as commandment. It's a charge given and committed to Timothy. Paul was very affectionate towards Timothy and called him his own son in the faith. You know, he was a son of a Gentile father and a Jewish mother. And that can be gleaned throughout scriptures. His mother's always, and grandmother always mentioned the things that they taught him. And he was from Paul's ministry, I think first time in Lystra or something like that. But I don't want to get into those. Those details are not as important as the facts of the gospel. See, we don't want to get into vain jangling too much and too much into, questions and endless, who's mother and father and blah, 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 blah. There's a certain amount of facts which are interesting to know and I'm going to impart to you, but they don't, when they become the focus of our teaching, as in so many other teachings of the books of the Bible, where they focus on all of that, and then all is just background, noise, and missing the whole point. Yes. According to the prophecies which went before on thee, there were prophecies on Timothy. I like that. I love things like that. I hope there are like prophecies on me through the Holy Ghost. There have been prophecies on me. Unfortunately, I felt like they came through my own understanding. And, but I don't know, signs given, so on and so forth. And by them, he would war good, meaning prophecies on a man are like promises of God. And with those promises, armed with those things, making war. Because why? It's faith in those things that God is going to perform the things that He said. Because prophecy speaks to that which God has said of someone. And if there's a prophecy on me, Paul, you're going to do this. And it's the faith of that which will allow me to go forth and do battle. And to war good warfare on behalf of that prophecy. On behalf of the truth. On behalf of righteousness, which is in Christ Jesus, according to faith, by grace.